Hey listeners, it's your host Destiny. This is episode 37 of Reflection and Desk Podcast. Welcome or welcome back to the podcast, you guys. Did you listen to my last episode where I talked about oversharing on social media? If you haven't listened to that episode already, make sure y'all go check it out. I mean, you don't have to leave this episode right now to go listen to it. But I mean, whenever y'all get the chance, y'all need to catch up. Keep up with the episodes because I be talking about some good stuff and I don't want y'all to miss out on none of the episodes that I post. So another thing I want to tell you guys is that y'all can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reflection Desk. Follow me on all my social media so y'all can connect with me. Like, I'm a cool chick, y'all. I be wanting to talk to my listeners and everyone who support me. I really, really love talking to you guys. I really do. So make sure you follow me on all my social medias and even message me and tell me that you listen to my podcast and, you know, you enjoy it and stuff. Oh yeah, and if you listen to my podcast on Apple Podcasts or any other podcasting platform where you can leave a review for my podcast, make sure you leave a review. That would be so helpful for my podcast to get it more popular and well known if you leave a review also. So anyways, let's get into the topic of this episode. This is what y'all came here for, and the topic is loving yourself first. Now, loving yourself can be a very tough journey. Nobody said loving yourself was going to be easy at all. You have to go through certain experiences to understand why you should put yourself first. And some of the experience may be painful, and then other experience may be unforgettable. But it's all a part of your journey. And sometimes in the moment, we don't understand why this and that is happening to us. But when we go through certain situations in our life, it basically helps us shape into the person we truly are and help us learn more about ourselves and become the person that we always were meant to be. Just really becoming the better version of ourselves, because we all deserve to be the best person that we could be. And too bad that many of us out here don't know how to love ourselves. And it's not the fact that we don't care for ourselves at all. It's not that at all. Nobody wakes up one day and say, I don't care about my wants and needs and everything like that. At one point in time in our life, we do care about what we want and what we need, but mostly what we want. And when it comes to self-love and just loving yourself first, sometimes we neglect that because we're so focused on maybe putting in all our efforts into loving someone else, or just not seeing how important that our self-worth is and just feeling good about ourselves or whatnot. And there are some of us out here that never even been taught how to love ourselves. And the main reason why some people haven't been taught how to love themselves, because maybe your parents or whoever raised you didn't even know how to love themselves, so they couldn't recuperate that energy into you because they don't know themselves how to love themselves, build themselves up, have confidence and stuff like that, because it's no point of them trying to teach you that when they're not knowledgeable about it themselves. And everybody has their different ways of trying to work on themselves, and we all go through different paths and everything. And I just want to tell y'all that it's okay to love yourself. Be selfish about caring about dang, it's not like I'm repeating myself but like I was saying, be selfish about just loving yourself, period. Don't think that just because you are focused on yourself that it's a bad thing. Focusing on yourself isn't a bad thing. By you sitting down and figuring out what you want out of life and what you like and dislike, and just basically understanding your boundaries or your expectations out of yourself, really helps you go into the right direction that is meant for you. And it gives you clarity of who you want to be also, because by you having that clarity will create less confusion in your life and stuff. And I don't know if I'm getting off topic or subject. Well, I guess that do connect with what I'm trying to point out and stuff like that. Sorry y'all, I'm kind of pausing a little bit because I'm getting stuck in my thought trying to talk. But yeah, I just want y'all to brag on yourself. Tell yourself every week what you love about yourself. If you're a writer, say, I love how talented I am when it comes to writing. If you're a cook, just be like, I love the fact that I can cook some bomb ass meals and be the best damn chef I can be. Just love on yourself. I want everyone to love on yourself because it is so important. It's very important. You deserve love. And that love should come from yourself first. And when you love yourself first, that's when you are able to allow the gate for real love to come into your life when it comes to relationships, friendships, and maybe even family, you know, relationships also. Just talking about just loving on yourself, I'm just thinking back to the interview that Sierra had with Jada Pinkett Smith, her mother and her daughter or whatnot, when she was talking about her relationship with Future and stuff like that, and how it was, you know, a bad breakup, and she was heartbroken over it. And she was saying that after she been through all of that, she ended up learning how to love herself, and that's when the love of her life had came into the picture, when she learned how to love herself. And I have heard that a lot. It's like when people actually learn how to love themselves first, that's when they are able to have the real love that they're looking for that comes into their life and stuff like that. That is when you get that unconditional love that you deserve, the healthy type of love you deserve, not all that extra toxic unnecessary stuff that doesn't serve you. And that's another thing too, make sure that you're allowing all positive things to come into your life, and make sure you avoid as much negativity as much as possible when it comes to your life. Because once you surround yourself with bad energy, it doesn't make anything better. It just makes everything worse, and it affects you in so many ways that you probably can't even imagine. The way you act, the way you sleep, the way you eat, the way you, I don't know how to put it in words, but I hope y'all get my point at what I was trying to get at, because I ain't want to keep on repeating myself and stutter and stuff. But yeah, it's like, once you start loving yourself, that's when you realize that you deserve a whole lot, and your self-worth is so amazing. And by you having that self-worth about yourself, that self-love, that can make you into the most happiest person in the world. It's like you found this key of life, this key of happiness that will keep you going and just keep you driven and stuff. And I know there are times when we may feel low and don't have this great motivation about ourselves and be down on ourselves, but be gentle, be kind with yourself. Love yourself like you would love someone you are in love with, if you get what I'm saying. Like, you know, when we in relationships and stuff, when we really like and care about somebody, so deep in love with them, we'll do anything for them, we'll try to meet all their needs, just satisfy them and just be the perfect person for them. But without being the perfect person for someone else, be the perfect person for yourself. And of course, we have the saying that nobody is perfect. Of course, that's true. Of course, nobody is nobody is perfect. But the thing is, everybody's definition of perfect is different. So by us having different views on the word perfect itself, your perfect might not be the same as someone else, but that doesn't mean that what you view about that word doesn't mean that you are wrong about how you feel and what you're trying to do with yourself, if you understand what I mean and what I'm getting at. Just be the person that you'll be proud of. Basically, that's what I'm mainly trying to say. I feel like that by us learning how to love ourselves more will make a big difference into our life period, because I just feel like self-love is the key of happiness, even though I just mentioned that not too long ago. But I really believe it's the key of self-happiness, because when you love yourself, you can't even let nobody even ruin how you feel about yourself. You don't let somebody else's opinions or judgments judge you how you feel about yourself. You don't even let them affect your mood. You're confident in yourself, you're confident in your skin overall, and you just doing the dang thing. And I actually been expressing my love for myself a lot lately on social media, especially when it comes to Twitter and stuff like that. I've just been explaining how I've been embracing my natural beauty and just falling in love with myself. It's like I'm seeing this new light in myself, that I haven't seen in a very long time. I feel confident. I don't let my negative thoughts or crazy thoughts get to me and stuff like that. And earlier today, I actually had made a tweet and I said, damn, I have a dope ass personality. Excuse me while I have a crush on myself some more. And I was just having this random thought to myself, how good of a person that I am and how I shed a lot of positive light when it comes to, you know, the supporting people and just being me in general and just being a person that cares and just trying to become a better me. And you know, I'm not trying to make this all focus on me, but I just want to share some of my experience with you guys so you can get how I can relate to you also. So yeah, I was just made that tweet about myself, and then, you know, some people might have thought that, oh, she all conceited, she cocky and stuff like that. Maybe they thought negative about the tweet, and maybe some others was feeling how I was feeling. And I did get 2 likes on the tweet and 1 little retweet, so those like few people actually connected to what I was saying or whatnot. And I actually had one of my Twitter followers respond to what I had said on there. She was basically telling me how she was listening to the song I Was Here by Beyonce, and I ain't gonna lie, at first I was kind of confused, and she probably caught a hint of me being confused by her response and by what I had said back. And I had told her I love that song, it's been a while since I heard it. Then after I had said that, she had replied back and said it just makes sense. Damn, I can read. It just makes sense to your tweets, leave your mark. And I was telling her, true, you're right, I'm glad you mentioned this to me because it's the message I needed to hear today. And then that's when she had responded with her last response, and she said, I was going to say something about myself, but you had the perfect words. So basically she was telling me how, you know, the song by Beyonce, I Was Here, about leaving your mark and, you know, making an impact on the world and stuff, it was a message that I really needed to hear. She just don't know how much of a blessing she was in my life today, because I felt like God sent that message through her to me, and it was no coincidence that she jumped on the tweet or whatnot. And you know, the reason why I mentioned it on this episode and stuff about self-love and stuff like that, because once you put all the love into yourself and build the confidence that you need, you start stepping into your path and stepping into your power. And when you step into your power, you can do anything you put your mind to, and you are so determined and focused. That's how I've been lately when I've been, you know, putting more love into myself. I've been having a lot of positive things going on into my life. And I feel like that anyone that's listening to this episode, that you should, you know, try to do the same. Take everything one step at a time and don't even rush yourself. Be patient with yourself when it comes to loving on yourself and building up yourself and trying to just get yourself together, period. Be very patient with yourself. Sometimes we get frustrated with ourselves and be our biggest bullies. We shouldn't even bully ourselves. We should be that friend to ourselves when we are down sometimes, even though maybe sometimes we can't lift our own selves up. Maybe you need to go to someone and talk to them about what's going on, and that's okay too. When we all alone in our room or wherever, just somewhere alone thinking to ourselves and maybe having a rough day, just remind yourself that everything is happening for a reason. Yes, it may be chaotic and make you want to go crazy, but it'll be all worth the journey. But yeah, I just feel good that I was able to talk about loving on yourself in this episode, because I felt like it was a message that everyone needed to hear, because right now I'm going through my own journey of just loving myself first in order for this real type of love to enter my life, the love that I'm looking for and stuff, and just feeling complete. And like I told y'all, loving yourself is very, very important. Don't be ashamed to do it at all. Don't let people make you think that you're being all cocky or you're being too conceited in yourself because you want to brag about yourself a little bit. And I know this person that I truly care about, they was just talking about how you need to be humble when it comes to like bragging about yourself. They was basically saying, yeah, you can have this big confidence in yourself, but just know how to do it. And when they said be humble, that's what they meant. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and will be able to have a discussion with me on social media once I post the discussion question for this episode on social media. That will be on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Reflection of Death. So make sure you find this podcast episode post on all my social media platforms and engage with me in the conversation on loving yourself first and stuff like that. Right now, I haven't decided what the question will be at the exact moment, but once y'all come across the post, of course y'all see the question. You already know I'll be back with more episodes. Bye, guys.